Little birds are dining warily and well, hid in mossy cell, hid, I say, by waiters, gorgeous in their gaiters. I've a tale to tell. Little birds are feeding justices with jam, rich in frizzled ham, rich, I say, in oysters, haunting shady cloisters. That is what I am. Little birds are teaching tigresses to smile, innocent of guile, smile, I say, not smirkle, mouth a semicircle, that's the proper style. Little birds are sleeping all among the pins, where the loser wins, where, I say, he sneezes, when and how he pleases. So the tale begins. There was a pig that sat alone beside a ruined pump. By day and night he made his moan. It would have stirred a heart of stone to see him wring his hoofs and groan because he could not jump. A certain camel heard him shout, a camel with a hump. Oh, is it grief or is it gout? What is this bellowing about? That pig replied with quivering snout, because I cannot jump. That camel scanned him, dreamy-eyed. Methinks you are too plump. I never knew a pig so wide that wobbled so from side to side, who could, however much he tried, do such a thing as jump. Yet, mark those trees 2 miles away, all clustered in a clump. If you could trot there twice a day, nor ever pause for rest or play, in the far future, who can say? You may be fit to jump. That camel passed and left him there beside the ruined pump. Oh, horrid was that pig's despair. His shrieks of anguish filled the air. He wrung his hoofs, he rent his hair, because he could not jump. There was a frog that wandered by, a sleek and shining lump, inspected him with fishy eye and said, "Oh, pig, what make you cry?" And bitter was that pig's reply, because I cannot jump. That frog, he grinned a grin of glee and hit his chest a thump. Oh, pig, he said, be ruled by me, and you shall see what you shall see. This minute for a trifling fee, I'll teach you how to jump. You may be faint from many a fall and bruised by many a bump, but if you persevere through all and practice first on something small, concluding with a 10-foot wall, you'll find that you can jump. That pig looked up with joyful start. Oh, frog, you are a trump. Your words have healed my inward smart. Come, name your fee and do your part. Bring comfort to a broken heart by teaching me to jump. My fee shall be a mutton chop, my goal this ruined pump. Observe with what an airy flop I plant myself upon the top. Now bend your knees and take a hop, for that's the way to jump. Up rose that pig and rushed full whack against the ruined pump, rolled over like an empty sack and settled down upon his back, while all his bones at once went crack. It was a fatal jump. Little birds are writing interesting books to be read by cooks. Read, I say, not roasted. Letterpress, when toasted, loses its good look. Little birds are playing bagpipes on the shore, where the tourists snore. Thanks, they say, 'tis thrilling. Take, oh, take this shilling. Let us have no more. Little birds are bathing crocodiles in cream, like a happy dream. Like, but not so lasting, crocodiles when fasting are not all they seem. That camel passed as day grew dim around the ruined pump. Oh, broken heart. Oh, broken limb, it needs, that camel said to him, something more fairy-like and slim to execute a jump. That pig lay still as any stone and could not stir a stump,
Nor ever, if the truth were known, was he again observed to moan, nor ever ring his hoofs and groan, because he could not jump. That frog made no remark, for he was dismal as a dump. He knew the consequence must be that he would never get his fee, and still he sits in misery upon that ruined pump. Little birds are choking baronets with bun, taught to fire a gun, taught, I say, to splinter salmon in the winter, merely for the fun. Little birds are hiding crimes in carpet bags, blessed by happy stags, blessed, I say, though beaten, since our friends are eaten when the memory flags. Little birds are tasting gratitude and gold, pale with sudden cold, pale, I say, and wrinkled, when the bells have tinkled and the tale is told.